You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Gaga's Top Gun dog tags merch, we play Where Are They Now with David Archuleta's screaming and crying teenage fans, Corey gives his thoughts on Heartstopper, and we discuss a social media mogul's May the 4th Star Wars wedding. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hello, my baby.
Hello,
how's
my darling.
How's my baby feeling?
To be honest with you, Diane.
Tell me, Diane.
I'm ill. I'm the illest.
It makes me ill to see you give love and affection at his will.
Makes me ill to see you
give.
Is it really give? That doesn't rhyme, though.
I think that's what it is. Is that NSYNC, right? Makes me ill.
I would even go as far as to say it's my favorite NSYNC song.
Really?
I thought. And I don't know the opening line.
You're a digital get down kind of girl.
Get down.
It makes me ill to see you give love and attention at his will. And you can't imagine how it makes me feel to see you
with him. I was hanging with the fellas, saw you with a new boyfriend and made me jealous. I was hoping that I'd never see you with them, but it's all good because I'm glad that I met him. Because the competition's very sim to none, and I can tell by looking that he's not the one. He's not the type. He said he like his clothes are bad, style's whack. Come on, girl, bet I'm gonna go. Let him go. I want you back.
Okay, wait. Hold on. You were spot on with that. You only messed up one part. That is incredible. I can't believe you just did that.
Well, maybe my brain only has room for one thing and one thing only.
Lyrics.
And it makes me ill.
Lyrics. So you are music, love angel music, baby.
I'm baby. This weekend, I'm baby.
Good to know. If you were wondering, it's his style is whack, clothes are bad. You were so close. You just flipped it.
Style's whack, clothes are bad. What did I say? His clothes are bad, style's whack.
Yeah, you just flipped it, but otherwise you were exactly right.
Well, I think everyone got the point.
You even had the heh.
Heh. Because now another competition is very... Talk about syncopation.
Ugh. Call me a hater if you want to, but I only hate on him because I want you.
They spoke. Anyway, Corey, how are you?
I am not ill. I am well. It makes me well to see you ill.
That's rude. I slept the entire weekend.
I love that. Sometimes your body needs a hard reset.
I think my body... like very without telling me it's gonna do it, just says, okay, time, it's done, you're done. Yeah.
Yep.
And that's it. I think after like hosting my mom and then trying to stream and then get back into schedule work, blah blah blah, it was just like, girl, no.
Yeah. Also, sorry we're all a day late, listeners.
It was completely my fault. I texted Corey yesterday morning. Because it was culminating, I was like, okay, I'm sleeping. Sunday night, I was like, usually we record Monday mornings, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to sleep through the night and see what happens, and if my throat still hurts, and I'm going to like read the room on if I should be talking for 30 minutes straight. And then I woke up, and I was like, can we reschedule? And I had to really tell myself, like, even if I do this all the time, if it were something that I need to do, then I need to do it. And on top of that, Corey and I never rescheduled the podcast ever. What? Like, I feel like we'd never canceled, did we?
No, I was going to say, the whole time you were talking, I think our contract that we, like, resign each year has, like, a loophole or a something where it says we can skip 2 weeks a year if we want to. And I don't know the last time we took a week off. So, and look, we're not even taking a week off. We're just being a day late. So
anyway, so if you are a person who listens to the podcast for your pop culture news,
you're going to get a surprise Wednesday treat.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's a day late this week.
Is this the Wednesday Queens edition?
I could talk about Wednesdays. Wednesdays, hump days, you know.
Listen, I have one friend.
Wednesday Adams.
I have one friend from home who listens every week, and I was really expecting a text from her today saying, no new pod, and she didn't text. So apparently, no one misses it.
I get that. I understand that. I felt that.
Yeah, so my friend Kate, hey Kate, didn't even ask. Do you have any friends that asked?
Nobody asked. Another no upload with no asks.
Yeah.
You know?
Well.
Hey, how are you celebrating?
Celebrating what?
I'm glad you asked. Avatar 2 is coming.
I saw a tweet. Listen, last night I saw a tweet and someone said they saw the trailer and cried. And I did think of you, but I didn't text you because I thought, oh, baby's probably sick and sleeping. I don't want to wake him up if he's resting.
Has
the trailer dropped?
I didn't see it yet. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh.
Is it, I think, a teaser?
I didn't either.
Or something. I'm sure you didn't.
I saw.
As an Avatar fan,
you are.
I'm excited.
I saw. I didn't know. I feel like you've been holding out on me. There's like 8 Avatars coming.
Well, there's 5, I think, total.
The Avatar cinematic universe is about to explode.
So thank God. Well, what had happened was apparently they were like, they made the first one, it was a success, blah blah blah, we all know the story, but then they were like, okay, they got signed on for 4 more, and it's one of those things where they're trying to make it, but then technology is speeding up and advancing at such a quick rate that by the time they finish any of it, it becomes out of dates or something.
Just like what happened to the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Is that what happened? is that what happened?
I don't know.
Well, this one's apparently underwater. It's giving you Little Mermaid. It's giving you Nemo. It's giving you...
The original came out before we even left Michigan. So that would have been like 2010.
Yeah. I don't know when it came out. I don't care when it came out.
12 years and we're just now getting the squeakquel.
What is time?
Does it hold up? When's the last time you saw it?
Oh, it holds up. I have the deluxe DVD box set, whatever the hell.
We get it. You changed the VHS halfway through.
Thank you. And I have watched it recently. It does hold up.
Okay,
I do believe it's on Disney Plus.
I watched the original Matrix like last year at some point, and I thought this was mind-bending graphics and shit. And it didn't. And then I watched it 20 plus years later and I thought, were we dumb?
Yeah, we were dumb. Well, it was good. What I found most disturbing about Matrix when I rewatched it recently is the music. Oh my God. It's very like, it's like rave under the highway music.
Skrillex does the Matrix.
Sure. Well, when didn't he? Skrillex, he always did.
Skrillex does the Vegas.
Hey, you know about, speaking of movie soundtracks.
Mm-hmm. Good. I'm glad you're bringing this up because on my list I had to talk about that I'm really into music lately.
I wasn't going to bring up, I usually wouldn't bring up a movie soundtrack. Who cares? Although I will say the 500 Days of Summer soundtrack, iconic.
I know that about you.
What other movie soundtracks are good?
Shrek.
Well, certainly Shrek, yes. Yeah, I wasn't going to say it.
The Bodyguard.
Why not?
Mm. Titanic.
You sure?
Which one are you loving right now?
Well, this is a great reason for me to bring up the Top Gun. I wasn't going to. This wasn't going to be what this was.
I brought this up.
No. I was going to talk about
how many times
a different soundtrack.
How many times have you listened to the new Lady Gaga song?
A few.
Okay.
A few.
Yeah.
It comes up. It comes on.
I did,
it goes. I don't skip.
I don't think I've listened to it all the way through once.
Did you know she learned how to do it? The planes, jets?
She learned how to fly a plane?
Yes.
Did you get any? Did you get any of her?
I actually don't think she did. But she did wear
military apparel.
No. Did she put some out?
She put out Lady Gaga dog tags for you to wear with your Chromatica jock strap.
I will wear it. I will.
She is all about the red, white, and you.
She's giving me, what is Top Gun about? Like,
it's like fast planes going fast. I don't think I've ever seen the first one. I know it was like a thing in its time. And I know that that Berlin song, I think, is from that. Very Take My Breath Away. No, am I wrong? Could be. Who knows? Anyway, I don't know if I'll listen to the song a whole lot, and I don't know if I'll see the movie.
If Cars, Disney Pixar's Cars, is to Fast and Furious, is Disney Pixar's Planes
to Top Gun? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Of course.
Well, I wasn't going to bring up that soundtrack, but please do stream.
What's it called? Hold My Hand?
Hold My Hand. Yes. Hold My Hand by Lady Gaga.
What's going on at the beginning of it?
Yeah. It's like glitchy. It's glitchy. That's what it sounds like.
It's a little glitchy for me. I was
going to bring up the Minions soundtrack.
Oh, I was very curious about your thoughts about the Gaga song, honestly, because I know your biggest complaint
in life is that
nobody ever wants a mid-tempo track. So I've been dying to hear your feedback.
It's fine. It's good. I mean, it doesn't change my life, but, you know, it's adult contemporary, and maybe that's what the people need. If you look at her top 10 songs on Spotify, I think many of them are like The Shallows, The Always Remember Us This Way, The Million Reasons. I think, you know, it doesn't hurt to attempt another if she's looking for sales and, yeah, you know, this, what, the other. Plus, you know, it's a paycheck if Tom Cruise is involved and it's that big of a movie. Like, bitch, she's making her money. Good for her.
Yeah, she had fun.
If she has to put out a Hold My Hand and wear his jacket in the music video and act like she cares about planes in exchange for a hefty amount of promo she can put into a future single that I care about, then bitch, I'm buying the dog tags.
There you go. There you have it.
No, I was here to talk about the rise of Gru. You know about Gru?
No. Is there a new Minions movie coming out?
Hell yes.
I've never seen a single Minion movie.
Come on over.
Despicable Me.
I would
me.
Love to have a Minions marathon. I am heavily involved in the Minions cinematic universe. I do not care about that multiverse of who now, what now.
I just don't think I have patience for things speaking the way they speak.
The other day I was at the gym and I was Minions was on the TV in front
of
the treadmill.
At the gym? Your gym plays Minions?
Yeah, there's like 10 TVs, and you can watch what you want to watch.
We
but you don't have audio.
CNN.
They have captions. They have captions, so you can't really.
How can you caption a Minion?
That's what I said. And so I'm watching it while I'm doing my steps, and it's just Minion noises. Minion noises. Minion noises.
Honey, baby, like, I've been trying to. That's all my brain's heard for years.
Your co-host, Minion noises.
Literally. That's why we don't close caption the podcast. It would just say Minion noises.
If you're interested in Minion noises, there's a new Minions movie coming out with a new Minion soundtrack curated by the one and only Jack Antonoff.
Did you listen to that Spotify?
Hey, we're not done with this yet.
Did you listen
don't
to
say
Spotify?
Hey, because we're not done with this yet.
I sent you about that daddy ASMR.
I haven't clicked it yet, but we're not done with Minions yet. Did you know on the new Minions soundtrack, Grammys incoming, Oscar best soundtrack, etc., etc., Diana Ross, Tame Impala, Her, Bleachers, Phoebe Bridgers, etc.
Are you getting paid to talk about this?
No, but you know I love Minions, and I feel like this is going to be a good soundtrack. And plus, it's all like 70s themed. It's
I didn't
like,
you know you loved groovy. Minions.
Yes, I'm a little Minion.
If you had to fuck a Minion or a Shrek.
Yes. Yes. Times two.
I think you threesome. Are the product. I think you are the product of a minion fucking a Shrek.
That is the sweetest thing anybody's ever said to me. I feel seen. I feel looked at and observed.
Rank the following cinematic universes.
Okay.
Minions, Shrek, Paddington.
Okay, well, not many things are in the Paddington universe.
Well, I mean, as the movies as a whole, as a collection.
Minions... what you're doing right now is not what you think you're doing. You're asking me about their cinematic universes. So, for example, the Shrek cinematic universe has all the fairy tales. So, like,
honey, I'm asking you to rank the three damn movies.
Oh, well, there's more than three Shrek movies.
As a collection.
Okay.
Like the three Paddingtons versus the three Shreks versus the eight Despicable Me's and the Minion, two Minions or whatever.
Okay. Well, apples and oranges, but apples and oranges and pineapples is what I would say on that.
Are the Minions the pineapples?
Sure. Funky fresh.
Funky cold.
Shrek is fun, but I don't care. I never cared about Shrek.
Wow, you really said fuck Puss in Boots.
I did, and I will, and I have, and I will.
Fuck the donkey.
I have, and I will. That's a nice boulder.
Okay, so it all comes down to Minions versus Paddingtons.
Minions.
Wow. Wow.
Paddington is good film.
But not good merch.
But I'm not trying to go to,
I feel like,
you know, the Paddington Universal lot. I'm trying to go to the Minions Universal lot.
Oh, I feel like you, like, I wish when you had like people over, you would like give them a tour of your house and you'd walk into your bedroom and your whole bed would just be covered with Minion plushies.
You know those really soft
the squishies, plushies? The squishies, not the plushies.
Are those they're trademark called squishies?
I think squishies is a thing. My mom and my nieces and nephews say squishies like it's a thing, like it's a term,
like it's a Kleenex.
Yeah, sure,
you know what I'm saying, like, sure. A brand.
It's like a beanie, it's a... like a Beanie Baby but big and squishy.
Yeah, soft.
I have to send you a TikTok I saw the other day.
I already saw it.
Showing
yes,
her.
Yes. Somebody tagged me and said, is this you?
That's literally what I was picturing you with, all squishy minions on your bed.
No. And there's nothing wrong with it, though. No, I will say,
I'm finding delight in picturing it.
I have called that the Ricky Dillonification of Tyler Oakley. Is that,
oh,
I,
absolutely.
My office has so many like stuffed animal video game things, and I used to see him on his little Twitch doing his little things with his stuffed animal Pokemon, whatever the hell's, and think, what is Ricky Dillon up to? And
honey,
and now I'm looking at the man in the mirror.
I think more streamers need the stuffed animal nets for the corners of their bedrooms. Who needs nets? A shelf? You didn't have that. Am I old? Remember when kids my age would, like, you'd go over and they'd have a stuffed animal net in the corner of their bedroom for all their stuffed animals?
Oh, it kind of rings a bell, yeah.
It was like a little hammock, maybe a little, if you play, sure. If you play pretentious, right?
Storage.
My, like, best friend from home had two stuffed animal nets in her bedroom and the, like, 90210 perfume, and I thought, God, she's so rich.
She's a hoarder. You thought rich. She's a hoarder. That's all that was.
You know where we kept all of our stuffed animals?
In your dreams, because you couldn't afford them?
No, in like a refrigerator-sized box in the basement.
Okay, I got lost as soon as you said in the refrigerator.
A refrigerator-sized box.
So what's the truth? Just say a box. Why distract me with the thought of a refrigerator?
I want you to picture it as big as a refrigerator, because that's how big the box was.
Just say big.
A big old box. We had all.
Thank you.
Our
now
stuff
I get it. Now I get it.
Well, did you picture it as big as a refrigerator?
Again, I'm just thinking of you cooling your stuffed.
Hey, speaking of cool stuff.
sure. Take me there.
The one thing I did write down that I was so stoned the other night, and I was like, I don't know how to explain this to Tyler. And I was like, I guess I'll just save it for the podcast. So, as you know, I still watch American Idol, and it's like the, and it's the big 20th anniversary season.
And so, didn't they do a reset? Didn't they say season one over again, like at season 15?
Kind of. They tried that.
So, so what? So they did. So they kept. They counted up from there until they skipped ahead to 20. What's going on?
Literally, I don't know. But it's all very 20th anniversary. So they did like a special episode a couple weeks ago. Last week, I don't remember, and it was like they had contestants from the past show up to sing duets with other people from their season. And guess who showed up? It's really low.
Let's play 20 questions.
No. I just wanted to talk about one person specifically.
David Archuleta?
Yes.
Really?
And so guess what? So then they were, and they did the whole, they reminded us all of David versus David. And then they were like, the next.
Who could forget?
They were like, the next duet is with David Cook and. And then suddenly it was Chris Allen. And I was like, well, that's weird. Where's David Archuleta? So then they come back from a commercial break and they bring out the girls from the video who cried when David Archuleta lost. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
They brought out those girls.
No.
From that viral video on stage and showed the clip of them like crying when David lost, which I thought was iconic to begin with. But then out walks David Archuleta, dressed in all white from head to toe.
Hell yeah.
And Ryan Seacrest is like, well, David can't talk right now because he had vocal surgery 2 months ago.
I feel like he's had vocal surgery all my life.
So then he's using...
Like, No. I'm not done with that
I
yet.
Agree. But then he's holding up his phone and letting it do like talk to text. And like holding up his phone to the microphone and being like, ha ha, hi girls, so glad you were
I need you to know I need you to know this was not David's idea. This was not David's idea. Some producer thought this was clever and fun.
He was very like, I'm up here and I can't talk. Why would he not talk?
Because maybe he's on vocal rest.
Honey,
I believe him that he had vocal surgery, but like it's very in his brand. But like I also think it was some dumb producer being like, oh, technology, we should have him be able to text to talk.
I don't know. It was the whole thing was very strange and I was very stoned. And I just thought, how do I even explain this to people?
Well,
so that's what you missed out on.
My tip is if you ever are tempted to explain it again, just don't.
I will find the clip and send it to you of the girls finally getting to meet David Archuleta.
That I care about. Had they never met him before?
I'm not sure. And who knows? He couldn't speak to tell us.
That's true.
And Lord knows they didn't give those girls a microphone.
Well, thank God. I don't want to hear the screams. I don't want to hear... If anything, they didn't even need to fly them out. They should have just... They could have just done a Zoom... recreate the moment.
Well, listen, after the last 2 years of doing a lot of American Idol via Zoom, I think the American Idol audience is kind of over it.
That's fair. Hey, would you ever have a themed wedding?
I once went to a wedding that was Valentine's Day themed, and I did not like it.
Why? Love is the theme.
It was a lot of deep reds.
Oh.
I just thought, I don't want red to be part of my wedding.
I could never have red at my wedding. Are you kidding? Like, I can't wear red. I can't be surrounded by red. I'm too pink complected.
What if you get a nosebleed at your wedding?
Again? Actually, I feel like if I were wearing all red or red tie-dye suit... A red tie-dye suit, it would be the ultimate just-in-case for a nosebleed.
Yeah. Surprise.
Yeah. Surprise for who? No one. No one will know.
Your nose.
No one knows.
Why? No. Why do you have a story about a themed wedding you wanted to share?
There was a holiday just did pass. May the 4th.
Okay.
Do you know about that holiday?
Yeah, it's all very May the 4th.
Star Wars.
It's all very May the 4th. Yes. Be with you.
Stars. Ships.
Star crazy.
Stars.
Star crazy.
A very special wedding went down on May the 4th.
Was it your siblings taking the family to dinner?
No. There was a wedding, a Star Wars themed wedding, allegedly. Ooh. Who, you wonder? Who you need to know? Well, a A social media mogul you might know of.
Had a May the 4th wedding.
Yes. You may also know them as they've been made over on Drag Race. They have a very famous sibling.
Frankie Grande had a Star Wars themed wedding on May 4th. No.
You heard it here first?
No. No.
You heard it here first? And here I have the tweet with pictures accompanying.
Let me
saying,
see.
Introducing Mr. and Mr. Grande. Yup, we're married. Surprise. Hale and I were married at a small, intimate, galactic ceremony in my family home in Florida on May the 4th be with you, because we really are both that nerdy. Good for him.
Listen, love is love.
Legalize it. Neither of them wore red. Neither of them care about bloody noses.
Listen,
at the wedding.
They both have a husband, and I had another May 4th alone.
Oh my God. I clicked one of the images. I thought, what an interesting bouquet. It's a dog. I thought that was a bouquet. I thought it was some type of deep orange pussy willow. It is but a Shih Tzu of some sort.
No, that is the same dog as what Katy Perry has.
Oh, maybe they were going for like Ewok, perhaps, or I don't know. I don't know. I guess I just never knew Grande. I never knew Frankie Grande to be a Star Wars fan.
I didn't either.
But I'm not. I don't know much about Frankie, I guess. Did I lose you?
I'm still here.
I say good for them. Love is in the air. And, you know.
Listen, bitch.
How are you about to hate from outside the...
I'm not hating.
What is that? Oh, God, this would have been good if I knew a single Star Wars reference. How are you hating from outside the Death Star?
Millennium.
You can't even get in.
Falcon.
No, what's the like, the bar? Like,
Tartine. It's all, yeah. It's where Jabba the Hutt lives.
Maybe. It's like, yeah, but I'm trying to do like a, forgive me, Father, before I have sinned. But like, you know, I think it's a Chris Brown reference.
Was
how you hating from outside the club?
Why
you can't even get in?
Was Jar Jar Binks there? I see Chewbacca.
I don't know. I wish them the most love. This is zero disrespect or shade toward Frankie Grande. Can I just say something though? The last I think we talked about Frankie's love life on the podcast wasn't he just in a throuple?
Did we ever talk about his love life on the podcast?
I feel like we covered when he was in a throuple. Wasn't that like something we touched on? It was news for a second.
Oh, I don't remember that. I still say I stand him on his season of Big Brother.
So. I stand the gif of him saying I'm a social media mogul. The use that I got out of that was beyond. Infinity and beyond.
That's reference.
Nope.
Close.
Do you have anything else you're talking about?
Star Wars is kind of like a Disney gay, no?
Yes. Yes.
Hey, yep. Did you watch Heartstopper on Netflix?
Oh my gosh, that's on my list too, but I did not watch it. Did you?
Oh, I watched it. I loved it. I thought it was so cute.
Oh, for real?
It warmed my heart.
See, I was getting a lot of people telling me to watch it, but I was getting also like a vibe of like, you know, like, I don't know, people that stan like fucking Klain. It was a vibe that was giving me like, you would like this if you like Klain.
Oh, this type of vibe. I liked it more than Klain.
Okay. Fresh and so clean.
I enjoyed it. It was a quick watch. I burned right through, I don't know, 8 episodes, 10 episodes, whatever it was, a couple weekends ago.
Is it a movie?
No, it's a TV show.
Oh.
Very fast paced. I think cute. I think, I don't know. It's nice. I think for me, I'm sure there's some people out there shitting on it somewhere on the internet, but I think for me, it's
I've seen nothing but positive things. It's like a queer story, correct?
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, I don't feel like we had, when I was growing up, obviously a lot of stories about like teen love or like queer people in high school. So I don't know. I, I liked it quite a bit. I was pleasantly surprised. I didn't know if I would be all in.
Is it like about queer teens for queer teens, or is it about queer teens but anybody can enjoy it? Does it feel like it's for kids? You know what I mean? Not that there's anything wrong with that, but does it feel like immature as opposed to like adult perspective on teen love? Does that make sense?
I mean, it seems, I feel like I've watched.
Will high schoolers love it, but like adults will find it like.
I would think high schoolers feeling. Would. I kind of like it feeling. Come There's on, nothing nostalgia. Wrong with that.
I'm just asking if it's like for kids.
I don't think it's for kids.
Oh.
I don't know. The only people I've seen tweeting about it are gays my age.
Well, I hope you don't follow kids. Do you follow kids on the internet? No. I wouldn't want
just Millie Bobby Brown, but she's an adult now.
She's actually following you. Careful, it's a threat.
I don't know.
Is she an adult now?
I liked it. Maggie Rogers was on the soundtrack. Yes, Millie Bobby Brown turned 18 a few weeks ago. We discussed it on the podcast.
I don't think I was there for that.
I was given full ability to bully her as an adult now.
I do remember that, actually.
It's all coming back to you now.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Watch it. Dabble if you want. It's cute.
Okay. I'll check it out. People have been telling me to watch it, so I guess if you tell me, I guess I should.
I enjoyed it. Did I cry? I might have cried a little bit. I don't remember. It was a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Is that all we have for today? I think it is.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. That
Corey, was where all can people find
you? You can find me. Oh, what did we talk about today?
Jesus. You can find you on stage.
You can
screaming and crying for David Archuleta.
You can find me speaking on behalf of David Archuleta until he gets his voice back.
Oh my God, you're his translator?
Yes.
To be David Archuleta's personal, just kind of speaker
I'll be
person?
His voice box.
Sure. Okay. Cool.
Where can the people find you? In bed.
You can
sick.
Find me. You can find me. You can find me. You can find me.
I wish you would find yourself.
You can find me on the set of Avatar 2, wearing nothing except my Lady Gaga dog tags.
Yeah, hell yeah. Great.
You hear a clink, 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 clink. Those are my dog tags, and I'm woofing your way.
Woofing?
I don't know. Like, what's a dog tag? Dog? Woof?
I don't know. Oh, I get it. Barking up the wrong tree with that joke. Mm-hmm. Ba-dum.
Later.
Bye.